Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Yes.
Which means it's time for Tampa Bay Secrets.
Which also means it's time for you to get that heaviness off your chest.
Maybe something happened during spring break or St. Patrick's Day weekend after some booze was had.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, I need to confess it to someone, but I can't do it to my friends. Well, do it to us anonymously.
Yes.
Go to hot1015tampabay.com. Click on the Miguel and Holly page. And tomorrow morning at 8:25, we will read your Tampa Bay secrets.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
It's happening in 42 days. The graduation over at USF.
That's right.
Yeah, it is. And not just there, but then SPC, Eckerd College, all these graduation ceremonies are about to happen. And then after that, hopefully you've made preparations for what you're doing after college.
You know, that's tend to be the goal. So
right.
Hopefully.
And that's what Scott is looking at right now.
Right.
Where you have now graduated from working on the street team. You're now focusing fully on being here on the show with us and hopefully other parts on the weekend on Hot 101.5.
Oh, yes.
But you're still part-time.
Yeah, very much so.
And you're going to be moving in with me after you're done living over by USF this summer.
Yes.
And you got rent to pay.
Have some rent to pay, yes.
So you got to make some extra money. And so you've been tossing out some ideas. Where have you landed?
So I discovered that I need something on my own time. Something I could do after the show, maybe at night in the afternoon. I'm going to be an Uber driver.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. An Uber driver, Scotty the Buddy, all around Tampa Bay and beyond.
Well, just whip it around.
Oh, okay.
So when he told me this the other day, I said, wait, we need to talk about this on the show because I don't know how I feel about this. Granted, I don't make the decisions in your life.
No, Miguel, you do not.
I don't. But I am nervous for him because some of the stories I've heard of drivers, like they always run into the craziest situations. And so I feel for you because you are a super sweet person. And I don't feel like you're tough enough to be an Uber driver. I really do. I'm sorry.
You just basically called his masculinity into question.
No, not at all.
Well, one, it could bring cool stories to the show as well. But also, if I do it during the day, that's pretty much safe, guaranteed, unless it's some random crazy. And that's fine. But I did dabble my toes in it.
Oh.
And so I decided, like, yesterday, I was like, you know what? I got to just do something. Because I'm really low on money right now.
Oh.
So I did Uber Eats, and that was easy. I was just driving around. We're going to Publix or something to go get something. I was like, you know what? Let me turn it on. Somebody needed some food. I picked it up. I brought it to them, made a quick couple bucks.
Wow.
Okay. It was the best thing ever.
Did you forget the sauce, though?
They didn't ask for sauce, I don't think.
Okay, don't forget the
sauce.
Oh. I'm saying.
Is that the Uber Eats driver's fault?
Yes.
Oh.
I just pick up the food, but it was the best thing ever because all I had to do was just drive it over there, say, have a great day. Hopefully you enjoy it. Bye. And I got some money in my pocket.
I was gonna say, I don't understand how Uber Eats drivers get money. I mean, is it still decent amount?
Yeah, you still pay a fee. But my concern with that is if you go to someone's house and they're mad or you forgot the condiments, like with producer Ryan, and he ends up cutting you on your arm or something.
Oh.
Like I'm going to jump in the house and I'm going to kick him in the throat.
Oh.
Yeah.
This has escalated quickly.
Don't forget the sauce,
okay? So, Holly, how are you feeling about this?
I mean, in all honesty, it would be great stories for the show.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. Like, not to mention, I feel like Scotty the Body is so beginning to be known in Tampa Bay. Like, how great would it be? I don't care if it's Uber or Uber Eats, but, like, how great would it be if he, like, pops up at your door and he's like, here's Cafe Chibo, and you're like, Scotty the Body? How you doing? Like, I just think it would be a delight.
Or they go, Scotty the Body, I hate how you do this on the show, and then they cut you.
I'll be like, bye, I can't talk. I gotta go make another delivery.
Nobody's cutting anyone.
I'm just saying, we need to be careful. Okay, you know what? I think it's appropriate possibly, but you do have to do like Scotty the Body's Uber confessions where people like maybe tell you some stuff or they admit things.
Oh, that'd be sweet, but they better tip me at the end of the ride.
Your tip is getting the content on the show.
I just need the money to pay rent.
And then make sure you know, it smells good in there and you
I'm going to have the whole hookup.
Provide water, nice snacks. Conversation.
Wow. Yeah, I'll tune it into Hot 101.5.
Yes.
We'll give away some Miguel and Holly stickers in your car. How about
that? There you go. It's going to be awesome.
Here's what I'm curious about, though. If you are an Uber driver, what's the craziest thing that you've seen go down in your car, Uber or Lyft, just a ride share service?
Mm-hmm.
Call us up 877-999-1015. Or maybe you are like, well, Scott, maybe you shouldn't do it because I did this one thing in an Uber one time.
Takes a little honesty and a little bit of humbleness to admit it.
Call us up 877-999-1015. And I guess in a few weeks, we'll start hearing Scotty the Body's Uber ride confessions.
Ooh, coming to you.
All right, we've got Blown Off at 8:45.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.